This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobrow and is a production of VI Alliance.
Copyright 2020.
And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere. Hey, this is Julie and I am here with Susan, and there's a big spoiler alert here.
Spoiler for me, because I have no idea what she's going to say.
Right. And
she told me I have something to say. So.
I have a bit of a comment on The Good Place. And I know you said you haven't kept up to beat. There is one, as we are right now, there is one episode left of The Good Place. And it's
an interesting series
that went for four seasons. This is the last season, and they dragged out the last three episodes to the beginning of this year. And where they are at, so this is a spoiler for anyone who has not seen the episode before the last one. You know, you might want to hold off and watch it and then come back to this podcast or just continue. I'm not going to go on and on about it. Yet there was an aspect to it that I found very curious because they are talking about philosophy to a degree.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's the part I enjoy.
Right. And there are some very kind of stringent elements where you go, And, you know, you think about life and living and they deal with, you know, of course, The Good Place. They deal with the afterworld, per se, and heaven and you know, its opposite.
Hell.
The Kabbalion. Yeah, there you go. Heaven and its opposite as they exist. And there was something very interesting that happened in this next to last episode, and I'm very excited and also a little bit ambivalent about seeing the final episode to see kind of where they take it from a creative standpoint. Because along the line of, we did another podcast on, you know, the simulation that we're all living, per se, as people describe it. Yet also, you know, The Matrix. People have seen The Matrix, and there were like three, you know, movies of that, and I guess one more is coming.
Oh,
and so,
God.
My interest is really kind of where do they go from here? And so what I found very pressing in this next to last episode was that the determination was, and I can say this generically so I don't ruin anything, the determination was if there isn't a prescribed ending to something, then you really can't enjoy what's going on. And I thought, from a philosophical standpoint,
that again,
if that's
you,
interesting.
If you say that again.
From a philosophical standpoint, I figured that's,
no,
that's a
little
bit. No,
before that.
I know. I'm trying to finish my sentence. From a philosophical standpoint, I found that could be quite fascinating to entertain in your mind and in your existence. So if you don't know that something is going to end, then you don't decide to enjoy it or not. Because if something goes on infinitely, then where's the enjoyment to that? And that's kind of synopsizing what a little bit of the focus of the next to last episode was about. And I thought that's something to really think about. Because if you take that out of life's existence, because people say, you know, the only thing that's guaranteed are death and taxes, right? And so if death wasn't a guarantee and you were just understood yourself as an infinite being, could you enjoy life?
So is that what the question is? If you realize that you're an infinite being, can you enjoy life?
Right. So to take it simply, I mean, if you go into a movie or you, like, for example, Frasier, the show Frasier was on for tons of seasons, right? Cheers was on from tons of seasons, and Frasier came from there.
Yeah.
Yet at some point, Frasier had to end.
Right.
Yet it seemed like it would never end. And now The Good Place, people, you know, there are a lot of people that don't want it to end, and yet who knows where it could go. Yet because in the ending, is there an enjoyment? Because there is an ending built into it. That's really my question. So you could take that to daily life. You go to see a movie.
So you're saying, again, if we understand that life is infinite, or existence is infinite, can we still enjoy this part of existence.
And don't get hocked up on the word enjoy. I mean, there's many elements.
So I'm trying to understand what you're asking. So I'm not trying to rephrase the question, to just repeat you. Is this really what you're asking? So I'm not really sure what you're asking.
What I'm contemplating is, so you know at some point in this life you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't know you were going to die...
Well, maybe cryogenics will want to preserve me.
Like the Golden Girls and Betty White, you're going to preserve your head? Oh, jeez. Hi, this is Julie here with Susan. And I have to ask you, what's one of the favorite books that we've written together? Which one would you say?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations, mm-hmm. because you tricked me into writing it. And it wrote itself. And I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
What about you? I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations, and I love the invocations because they're really powerful. And I love the way it slides into the Endra book. So the Endra scripts is really fun as well. So I agree with you.
Yep. Awesome.
Hey, Susan, the secret's out.
Oh, no.
Well, they can't tell from my accent, but probably from yours. Yeah, we're from Boston. But the really funny thing is, our stuff is all over. We have 4 podcast shows. You can find them on Spotify, and you can find them everywhere you listen to podcasts. And we have lots of books and ebooks on Amazon, and that's worldwide. So do you feel adventuresome?
Sure.
God. So,
so I'm going to die. Let's hope
so because
it's not
you're
in
die,
the next 2 minutes.
Don't you have certain goals that you say, okay,
sure,
I want to do this before I die?
Sure.
But if you weren't going to die, would you have those goals?
So that's a question a lot of people say. If you were told that, you know, you have 6 months to live, what would you do in those 6 months? That's similar. So is that what you're asking? I'm because I know you, Julie. You go very deep, and your questions are not just. So I'm trying to figure out really where you're going with
it. Well, what I'm sharing is that there still remains one more episode to The Good Place.
Okay.
And so I'm.
So are you trying to decide whether or not you enjoy the show or not?
No, I'm fascinated. No, I know it's going to end. I'm fascinated to see from a writing standpoint where they're going to take it. Like, what
okay.
would be the next step? Because
okay.
with the awareness, there's now that the kind of where we're at is the awareness that, you know, everybody needs an ending to say, oh, okay, you know, I'm not going to go all loopy because time is infinite and I'm just existing infinitely.
So
and so my question is that really true that that's what we need?
Okay, so you're asking if we, you know, it's interesting because I know when I talk with my son about music and when he writes songs, there really is, you know, you hear music and it, you expect it to land somewhere. Da, 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 da. You don't expect da, 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 da. Like you, it's a natural progression of like the complete circle. And he tries to explain. And if he ever listens to this podcast, the circle of fifths, and he can talk about it in such a depth. And I'm like, okay, just, you know, I'm like just trying to grab a couple of reins, you know, a couple things he throws at me and be able to, because this is his life. This is all he talks about. He eats, drinks, lives, sleeps music. And so he'll talk about that. And sometimes that's the lures to, you know, you don't end it. You bring the music in or you prolong it and some music, you know, and it's like da 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 da. Like, and you get to the end, but it keeps you until you, because that's our natural, I guess, inclination is to look for that ending. It feels good. It brings, again, that sense of a circular. And I think what happens is because we had a conversation, we were talking, you were talking about, you know, James Corden and the big reveal when they found out that carpool karaoke was not done in a car out in the street, it was being pulled. That same thing is that if you have an idea and you see things, you and it's okay to come to an end, but what if it's not the ending you want because you're creative? So you see, you've watched the show and you, I have to believe, somewhere have an ending in mind that you would like to see it come to, or you have a feeling for it. And what if it doesn't? I mean,
well,
that wasn't that sign.
I didn't take it that far. It's not based in, I have a specific ending that I want to see, and that's what it has to be. And, you know, it's funny.
But wouldn't you be setting yourself up for failure? Because
no, it's just generically an ending. My question is even more esoteric than that. Does, you know, because in a circle, you know, beginning and ending are so close. That so are we you know, brainwashing ourselves that we need to filter in and say, okay, there's an ending to this. So then I know, I mean, you know, we've had this conversation in the past about, you know, when you say, okay, I'm done. You're finished. And you say, I like, you know, when things are done and I'm done and then I can move on to the next thing. So
and then you
do
throw
we really
in something else.
So then do we really, and there you go, but that's a new beginning. But so, then you're gratified by that because there's going to be a done point.
So I understand that, and what I find questionable is that a lot of times you don't watch something until you hear it's coming to an end, and then you want to watch it.
And so you're proving my point.
So what I'm saying is that's what I find that. When, you know, it just goes on and on and on, you know, until, oh, it's coming to an end. Well, everybody wants to see the end. I mean, you talked about The Good Place, and I kind of didn't want to watch, you know, whatever. And then you said it's coming to an end. So I'm like, oh, well, I'll watch it because you keep telling me about it. And so are you questioning the idea that people like endings? There's a sense of accomplishment. There's an energetic feel.
What I am contemplating is, have we moved past the expression of endings? Endings, you know, if you're eating a meal and ever since birth you've eaten an ice cream sundae at the end to top off your meal.
That sounds
and good. You're used to that. Have we moved past that? Do you eventually move past that? And if we've moved past, when you look at the wheel of the year and the wheel of life
concept.
And a beginning and ending, if we move past, and that's why I'm very sensitive to what this final episode will be. And I don't have expectation. I don't want to have anything. From a writing standpoint and a creative standpoint, you know, it could be like this huge answer to everything, or it could just be, fun, entertainment, which, you know, probably will be a little bit of both. Yeah. So there you go, a teeny weeny answer.
And so it's, you know, when you say that, where I go to is nature and I go to patterns. And one of the things that's been kind of going through my mind over the past few months is, and I probably have said this on other podcasts, is, you know, I remember being a kid. I remember being 16. Now I remember my kids being 16, and now my kids are older than 16, and, you know, the time grandchildren comes, and it's just like, whoa, I don't want to say time's flying, but really is, you know, the circle of life. And I, you know, I can remember my parents being my age. I remember being my kids' age. I remember my kids and it's cyclical. And so when you say that, one thing I think of is if people want to stop time. You know, you want to go back, or not that you want to go back, but it's almost like it's a pattern that's going to continue, which we can't control, right? I mean, spring turns into summer, which turns into fall, and then goes to winter. And between fall and fall, things die. In winter, they go to sleep, people say, or whatever, or they're dead. And then spring comes and you have new seedlings and new life sprouting out. And it's circular. It continues. And so I guess is that what you're saying, even indicative of our own mortality?
Well,
and I think that's kind of what you're saying. When you think, can you look at life? I think that's interesting. What we, you know, if can you enjoy this life knowing that, yes, you are going to die, but you are infinite. Hey folks, Julie and I do a whole lot of talking, but you know, a lot of that comes from self-reflection and really looking at our lives and things that didn't make sense. And we sat down and figured out the questions that were important to us and some of the philosophy behind it. And we put it together in a journal.
Ooh,
check it out.
And who doesn't love a good journal? Get your favorite pen and just get writing. Hi, this is Julie. I recently went away to Canada and I was excited to bring a handful of books, but I couldn't read a thing. Has that ever happened to you? All I wanted to do was play. If you travel, trivia is fun. And we have a lot of different trivia for you. We have Think You Know the Kabbalion? You can test yourself. We have trivia on Halloween and Samhain. And we have Christmas trivia. So the time is right to test your brain and get moving. And if you want to do it today, you can go to Amazon and download the ebooks. So, The Kabbalion by Three Initiates is a really cool book. You can read it and read it again and keep on getting different information. And we have a whole podcast series all over the world, and yet there's always somewhere else to go with The Kabbalion.
And that's always the question that we have, is how do we approach it from a different angle?
And to learn more about something, we came up with a great answer. We put together a book of trivia on The Kabbalion.
And that is one way that we pushed ourselves into looking at it from a different perspective.
Exactly. And so if you're listening to our podcast and you want to go further and you want to go deeper into more of the energy, you got to check this ebook out because it will propel you.
And it's only pennies.
But it's worth so much more because when you get in that space, if you can have something that can take you and send you somewhere else in the energy of what you're studying in a different way, it's priceless.
Touché.
Right. So in actuality, moving beyond a beginning and an ending.
It's
so you're in the circle and a part of the circle, and you move beyond a beginning and an ending. And where, what is that presence? And that's just boundless. That's just boundless. Mm. And if the representation and all of creativity and art is expressing that we need that ending, do we really anymore? Because sometimes in that expression of we need an ending and we need a beginning to occur, and when they start to meld together so much so, I mean, you even mentioned, it's funny you brought up Frasier, because, I mean, the way he kind of interjected from Cheers and then the character went into his own series, Frasier, and then all these characters developed that you never even heard of.
Right.
But it still went on. People enjoyed because it was still a continuation.
Mm-hmm.
And yet so understanding, you know, as we talk about ourselves as physical and energetic beings, understanding, you know, the infinitesimal nature of that.
I think we're going really deep, but part of me feels, because it's, again, this has been a big point of point to ponder for myself, is that we believe that we are the superior species and that we, you know, dictate. And I think I was watching something on aliens that made me think of, you know, like, oh, here's the aliens, we're here. And I'm thinking, it's just fascinating when you think we are just one species on this planet, and we can say we are, you know, we are the most smartest and intelligent and well, I don't even throw intuitive in, but we are just one species on one planet in one galaxy, and it's, you know, and we constantly question our own importance. And, you know, and I've been thinking, you know, the other things, I watch a lot of shows about planets, and you know, they make these predictions, and that eventually you know, of course, they have a million ways that the world will come to an end that has nothing to do with us. It's got everything to do with the planets, and we're breaking down this in the ozone, but then we could have a comet or an asteroid, blah, 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 blah. I don't need to tell you, you can watch this million shows. And I think about that, and it's like, we all think, oh my God, it's I'm mortal. I'm not immortal. I'm mortal, and I'm going to die. And sometimes, like, well, when's it going to happen? Well, in, you know, 2,000 years. Oh, phew, well, I won't be here. But you're still going to die. But And I think it's a situation where it's addresses, when you say it comes to an end, and then there's a beginning, that you like to have that sense of we continue on, we live on.
So I think my
Did I go way
major,
too far?
I think my major point on that is when you recognize just that, there's nothing else to recognize. So when you recognize more than that, wow.
So one thing I want
to
add,
and that's really important to stress again, when you recognize just that, a beginning and an ending, and you pacify yourself with that, that's all you're going to recognize. And so when you mention the species, so, and so you're recognizing, this is when I say, when you watch, you know, a show on TV and they talk about aliens, and it is great, the Twilight Zone, where they talk about, you know, to serve man, and they're talking about aliens and you know, aliens eat. Well, we don't know that aliens eat. We don't know anything about that. We're recognizing just that. We don't move beyond.
So there's a psychology, and I can't recall where I wrote it. Where I read it. I probably took a note somewhere if I went through, but this to me was fascinating. And I think it's in the Dorothea Brand book that we're reading, Wake Up and Live. I think that's where I read it, or it could be in Critical Path. Either way, it's one of them, because those are both. What was said is that in truth, we cannot understand. And we can't comprehend that we do not exist. What was said is that even people that talked in terms of suicide, killing themselves, it was always, I'm going to do this, and this one's going to think that, and that, as if you die, but you come back and you can see that everyone's reacting the way that you predict in your mind or project that they would react. Mm. Which really brought to the forefront that we cannot comprehend that we do not exist. We can't comprehend that. And comprehend isn't even the word. I'm struggling to find that word. We cannot in our minds even begin to fathom what that really is.
And so what if that's changing? That's what my real question is. What if that's changing and creativity is indicative of that right now? And what if that's changing? And so recognizing beyond what we constantly recognize is a qualifying answer.
Yeah. Well, that's a huge concept because we still don't really know what that looks like. We really don't know.
Or do we?
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.